I'm Madeline Brandon. This is Day to Day. Word of mouth is one of the cheapest and most effective ways for businesses to find customers. Traditionally, word of mouth is informal, but companies are now taking the initiative, prodding customers to talk up their products and services. The Word of Mouth Marketing Association has just released rules to govern this business of buzz. And joining us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Vigeland. Tess, what are these new rules from the Word of Mouth Marketing Association?
Well, we've heard of this by many names. This is also something called viral marketing, and it's getting harder and harder to reach consumers because we can all do things like fast forward through TV commercials. So, as you mentioned, now marketing agencies are doing things like handout free samples. They create online discussion groups. Even beyond that, for example, there's a pricey resort in the Caribbean that asks publishers to send out all their unreleased novels, so that society folks at the resort can read all those novels and then tell all their friends about the hot new books. And that's viral marketing. But there are lots of ways for marketers to take the concept beyond that kind of thing and actually fool customers into not realizing that they're being marketed to.
Yeah, well, what are we talking about? Can you give us some examples?
Sure. In one recent case, there's a company called New Media Strategies, and they had somebody go online to chat rooms and talk up how great All My Children is, the soap opera. And another blogger found out that by tracing this person's IP address, it was registered to a company that does word-of-mouth marketing for the ABC network, which carries All My Children. And just this week, the marketing giant Ogilvy was unmasked as being behind a campaign in which somebody was posing as a student promoting American Express credit cards, emailing notes to trade publications and the like. Well, email turned out to come from an IP address at Ogilvy. Now, of course, you can debate just how harmful this kind of thing is, but as we've mentioned, the Word of Mouth Marketing Association says that deception just shouldn't be part of the program.
And so how will this work?
Well, they've come up with this code of conduct, an ethics code, and they hope marketers are going to stand by that. Andy Cernovitz heads up the association.
It's a very simple concept that we call the honesty ROI, honesty of relationship, honesty of opinion, and honesty of identity, which basically means you say if you're working for somebody, you only say what you truly believe, you don't impersonate a consumer or somebody else.
And it also says that word of mouth or viral marketing should never be targeted at children under the age of 13. Now, of course, the catch here, there's no way to enforce this code of conduct. So, as always, caveat emptor, buyer beware. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're checking out the globalization of reality TV.
Tess Vigeland of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.